And it's Dexter. Dexter, you devil, wins by a length over Roselli, Sting and Jaguary. Picklehaw battled away well for fourth, followed then at the head of the others by Jester Halo. Has actually won the race, apologies. It's Dexter U Devil finishing back. Carla Vassi. So Jester Halo. My apologies there.
And accepted from me.
And
that's
me.
Brett Davis,
and me.
Who just got a little bit wrong at Morfettville last Saturday. Don't know why you called for that, Richo. He's
oh,
in.
You're joking.
He's in here for Imar. Imar Insurance.
He's doing his best, Richo.
Hang on.
413 Imar.
Don't be throwing me under the bus. And even have a clue.
You didn't call
no,
that.
No.
Hey, there's a fly in the studio.
Where?
I'm going to get some chopsticks.
You're the quickest in Australia. Get the fly, will you?
Mate, just leave that with me over the next couple of minutes. I'll just...
You had an unbelievable summer. You did the WBBL. You did the racing, of course. You did everything. What can't you do?
A lot of things I can't do.
Don't be modest. No false modesty in here.
I tell you what, I absolutely love doing the Women's Big Bash and
you did a great
the Big
job.
Bash.
Let me say you did a great job.
Thank you, mate. I appreciate that. Yep. I try my hardest not to be an expert because I certainly aren't.
No, you're doing a great job.
But I'm surrounded by experts.
Well, that's the key.
And they are just sensational. The women's team, it's interesting. They're $1.50
for
to win the
World
Cup, which starts in a couple of days' time.
Too short?
Now that you've been in that environment...
Yeah.
Who is it? That's a bit short. Give us the winner.
I reckon we could have a value bet at around $26 at the moment on South Africa, who are in a soft pool. They've got the great all-rounders in Danai van Niekerk and Marizaan Kapp. They've got one of the best batters in Lazelle Lee with a little bit of support from Mignon Dupree. they've got the fast tearaway bowler in Shabnim Ismail.
$26.
They've got Laura Woolvard and also Sune Luce, who are quality players. They're $26 in a soft pool. We could back them now, and then they will definitely make the semi final.
Un-Australian.
They could back back their opposition in the semi final just to cover your stake, and then you've got a free bet.
Un-Australian.
I like it.
You can't be backing South Africa in a World Cup against Australia.
Tim.
When you see Danai van Niekerk with her leg spin, who has modelled her entire game on Shane Warne, you should see her run-up is identical.
She lands them?
She lands them, spins them sideways.
Hey, there's no flag on the sheets.
That's right.
Is it un-Australian to back against Australia in the World Cup?
0433 98 11 16.
Anytime.
Really? So you only bet on Australia, do you?
Of course.
No wonder you are completely cast.
Of course.
racing again tomorrow too. So we'll go through the card in a moment.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Very quickly, but just as a preview. The big race, we heard Nathan Brown say the big race, the Black Caviar, was a race in two.
No, he said the CS
Hayes. CS Hayes Stakes.
That's right. Well, we've got this New Zealander called Catalyst, who was beaten on debut and then's now won six straight. Mm. He looks elite.
Right.
And he actually may be better than Tiakau Shark, who ran third in the Cox Plate. So if he brings that form...
Mm.
We won't see which way he goes.
What about Wispy's man?
We've got Alligator Blood, who went up to the Magic Millions. He was the horse that was stuck on the freeway coming down from Noosa down to the Gold Coast, and a tanker flipped on its side, blocked the whole freeway.
He jumped out. They hooked him up to the tanker. He
pulled the
tanker off the road.
That poor horse stood there for 4 hours sweating up.
Yes.
Mm.
Eventually, because he was the Queensland horse, they said, you know what, we'll put the races back an hour because we won't need our man to make any time. They got police escort, Farlap style, zipping through, got him off the float, ran down the race, everyone cheered, towed him down. He went out there and still won by 3 lengths.
Brained him.
Absolutely
and he's the
unbelievable.
First horse with his head over the bar.
Exactly. That's what I like most about him.
He's the first horse that does what?
He's the first horse that greets his trainer, Dick Van Dyke, every morning with his head over the stool.
Don't you know that?
Really?
He's up and about and he's ready to go
Dick
every
Van
day.
Dyke said if he was a young lad, he'd have ADD. And if he was in the classroom, he'd be the first one sent to detention.
He is a remarkable story, David Van Dyke. Do you know that he had a horrendous heroin addiction?
Addiction, yeah.
He was living on the streets. He was completely down and out. What? And then he somehow, because his real name's David Hayes. He used to be a trainer called David Hayes, but he had
that wouldn't wash.
He had a conflict with a Hall of Famer, so he went, I might go with my backup name, David Van Dyke.
Is it true you were Matthew Richardson?
the real Richard, as opposed to the imposter that I am.
Finish your story. That's a great story.
So then he, through a lot of hard work, got his mind into gear, and 10 years ago he started to got sober. I think he's been sober for about 10 years. When he arrived back in Australia, because he was up in Japan, when he arrived back in Australia and got back into the industry, he lived in the stables above Chris Waller's. Chris Waller looked after him and said, you can sleep in the stables.
Incredible. Right.
And he's built up. He's now trained Group 1 winners, and he's got this unbelievable horse and alligator.
Love those stories.
That's why you're in here, because you give us something. And you also called the BBL as well, Gary, you idiot. I know that. I just said he specialised in the WBBL and did a great job. Time for the 8:30 news. Richo's with us. More racing after this. Thank you, Meredith. And now is the time. This was a done, Richo. Out of six, you've done this program. You've filled in admirably for us. And out of six, you just whack lyric. I said to Tim, all the top 50 players are about to come out. Give us a top 25 in the media. And he said, yeah, no worries. And then he did his first 10 and he's absolutely panicked and said, I'm not doing it anymore. It's too hard.
Have you been receiving some both positive and negative feedback? The whisper.
Yes. And also some encouragement as to where certain people may be placed as well.
So he tried to back out 2 days ago. Management said, you are coming through. So let me give you 25 to 16. It was Sarah Black from AFL Media, Ronnie Lerner, the driver, then Michael Whiting, the fish, Tommy Wren, Ben Waterworth, Sarah Ollie, then the Julian De Stoop, not happy at 19, Lauren Wood, a great journo of the Herald Sun at 18, Daniel Cherney, the youngster from The Age at 17, and then Stephen Quatermain at 16.
What?
Yes. And now...
Quarter seems a bit low.
He goes 15 to 1, and he has to do it.
Go. You're going to have to be bloody...
And it's opportunity
to be bloody good
here.
To be ahead of quarters.
That's what I said.
This is tough because I work alongside some of these people
Let's
as well. So there's no fear, no favour, and I'm not going to enter into any form of
debate
or conversation.
We will be debating.
You know, you two can
That's
debate.
Exactly we'll be the bloody doing. Judge of that.
Yeah.
I won't be.
Yeah, exactly. Damn straight we will.
At 15, I've got young Sam McClure. 14, Jay Clark. 13, John
hang
Ralph.
On, slow down. Jay
I
Clark.
I want to go through quickly.
No, you won't be going quickly.
Clark above McClure.
Have it at the end, okay? Just have this conversation at the end.
Sure.
Okay, so I've gone McClure, Clark, or Johnny Ralph.
Oh, hi for Ralphie.
Tom Morris, Greggy Boom.
Where's that, 10?
He of the Golden Pen.
Is that 10? Give us the number.
I don't know where I'm at. Hang on. Sam McClure, 15. Jay Clark, 14. John Ralph, 13. Tom Morris, 12. Oh. Greg Baum, 11.
Oh. Missed the top 10.
Mitch Cleary, 10.
This is the big one. The drunk countdown. He's trying to get through this so it doesn't bounce back on him, Mitch.
Mitchell Cleary at 10.
He's a very good operator. I would have thought lower.
Michelangelo Rucci at 9.
The Rucci.
Tom Brown at 8.
Oh, you won't be happy. Tom Brown. Come on, Tim, why didn't you get me in the top 5, Tim?
Warner at
what?
I don't know where I'm up to. 6, Steve-O.
Mark Stevens at 6.
5.
Ahead of Mike Warner. That's controversial.
No, 7. Steve-O at 7.
All right.
Jake, Michael Gleeson at 6.
He'll be pumped with that.
Now the all-important top 5.
I've messed up the numbers here somehow.
Oh, really?
Jake Nile, you've confused me now. Jake Nile.
5 for Nile.
No, Jake Nile at 4.
Oh.
Damien Barrett at 3.
Oh, no.
What?
Mark Robinson at 2.
Oh, that'll
and
go down.
Jared
well.
Waitley at 1.
Hang on.
Wow.
Hang on.
So.
What happened to the number one spokesperson in sport in Australia?
Who's that?
Bruce McAvaney. Is he in a special?
He's in a special hosting category of his own. Over to the side.
Must be where you and I are. All right, so just gather yourself.
So nothing for Jonathan Brown.
Hang on, I'm just going to count these up again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Wisp will regather himself and we'll recap that top 15. But right now it's Waitley 1, Robinson 2, Barrett 3. And threes cause some controversy, I'm proud of you for putting your name to this.
I feel awkward.
Yeah, I do too. I feel awkward and proud.
Pull it apart as best you can and as best you like after this.
It's extraordinary. Get a Rockstar car park just 2 minutes from the terminal at Melbourne Airport's new short and sweet parking zone. Tim, you might have to head to the airport after this.
Where's McAvaney?
Questions without notice for LK Diesel.
your Kubota powered pumps and Kubota generator experts. Visit lkdiesel.com.au.
I'll tell you what, my phone is just going. No. There's the messages. These are, I haven't even looked at the messages. These are the numbers and names that have come up. Caroline Wilson.
What happened to Caro?
Bruce's text. Hutchie texts me.
Well, Caro's retired.
Eddie texts me.
Eddie's sort of, he's moved into another sort of sphere.
Caro's on Footy Classified.
No, but she's sort of retired from the writing and all that.
Sam Edmund
texts me. Hang on. Sam's in hiatus. He's between jobs at the moment.
So you have to be a print journo to be eligible.
No, you've got to be across, I think, as many forms of the media as you can or you are. But the thing about it is it's my top 15 and it's those who I like to listen to or I like to read. Those that I think are on the money and know what it is and have a form of prominence in the media.
So taking that to the next level then, you prefer to listen to Steve-O than you do to Tom Brown?
Well, if you were to put it like that...
That'll go down well in the...
There wasn't...
Hey, Tim, listen. Steve-O
has got a body of work over a long, long period of time. He's old world-type journo. I get to spend a lot of time with him.
It's a thankless task. And the one I'm interested in is that in your mind that Sam Edmund had left the Herald Sun and hadn't yet started with us, therefore he wasn't eligible.
That's right. That's exactly right, Gary. Righto. I could not have summarised that better myself.
Questions without notice. Questions without notice.
Mm-hmm.
Let me start with this one. Should the AFL match review officer and the way that the system is run just mirror that of the NFL?
And what is that?
Miles Garrett, he was the player that got suspended for yanking his helmet off and smashing a bloke over there with it, right?
Yeah. Mm.
So they said, you're suspended. Mm-hmm. And everyone said, yeah, well, clearly. How long for? And they said, indefinitely. So he just went on suspension and then yesterday or today or whatever, they said, righto, suspension's up. You're ready to go. You'll be ready to go round one next year.
Hmm. Can you imagine all our journos trying that topic around forever?
I don't think that's a great idea.
It's an extraordinary system we've got over there.
It is.
They go, listen, look, this is what we'll do. We'll say indefinitely, and then we'll just
wait until the season's over, and then we'll reinstall it.
Fly a little kite and say, yeah, okay, you're out.
That's it.
You're back in.
Ricky Ponting has done an interview with Johnny Pirrick. He said, I should have quit earlier, but there was a leadership void. Is that a slap in the face to the other Australian players that were around at that time? Richo, you're our cricket man.
Well, I think Michael Clarke would have been the vice-captain around that time, and he ended up handing it over to Michael Clarke. Maybe he was feeling that Clarke wasn't not ready at that stage, and then he ended up being, you know, a solid leader. Not in the same ilk, I think it's fair to say, not in the same ilk of leadership of Mark Taylor, Steve Waugh and Ricky Ponting.
What does that say, though, about our national team or the players around that time or succession plans or leadership plans or whatever it might be, that there is only one person capable? When the bloke looks around who's the captain, he thinks he's the only person capable of actually captaining the national cricket team.
Yeah, but it's not necessarily just a given, isn't it? You guys have both captained your club, and it's just something innate, isn't it?
No, but this is a national team.
However, it's an individual... I mean, this is the greatest myth about cricket, that it's a team game. Mm. It is an individual sport masquerading as a team game.
And can I also say this?
I'm in agreement with that.
I say this? There are leaders out there that, just because the Cricket Australia didn't recognise them... Tim Payne was never going to captain Australia. Now have a look at him. He's a statesman that's held the joint together.
Yeah, but
Payne was about to accept a job working for Kookaburra.
But there may have
he
been
was
an,
done.
There may have been another Tim Payne around during the Ricky Ponting time, but it just wasn't recognised because they weren't looking in the right places in the right way.
Or he wasn't in the top 11 players the country.
Your turn. Move
question
on.
Without notice. Sausage Gossage just said, is Western Australian precluded?
Yes.
Oh dear.
Well, so South Australia got a mention with Michelangelo Rucci.
I tell you what,
it's going to be a long week for you.
I don't know how Mike Sheen survived, although this is a thankless task doing these sorts of things.
Richard, question without notice.
Is alligator blood a shorter price purely and simply because of his name? And what does his name mean?
I have heard the story about the alligator blood.
It's a poker term.
That's right.
Having nerves of steel and going all the way through to the end.
Yeah. It's a great name.
And is that as a result he starts at $2 rather than $2.50 because people are in love with his name?
It piques your interest, doesn't it? If you hear a horse's name, alligator, you think, oh, what the hell is that? So I think there's an element of that involved. But also... the performances stack up.
He's a sensational horse. Narrowly beaten in a Caulfield Guineas, run down by Super Seth, who we were on.
Oh, all
at
over
$13. Have we still got to a point now that we can talk about Il Paradiso and the Melbourne Cup? Is it still too raw?
No, it's too raw for me.
It's a bloody disgrace of what
I've got over it.
I tell you what, I would have changed postcodes. I would have been out of the ghetto of Malvern, mate. I was out of there.
Have you backed it for next year?
No.
Why?
Because it stays in Australia, mate. They lose a leg when they stay here. You want the ones overseas.
Did you just have make me?
Yeah, you did.
I was going to champion.
I got champ the other day. Have you, just on that point, though, have you found one yet overseas for the Melbourne Cup this year?
No, early days.
He travels in the middle of the year.
We're in the new year.
I'm sort of May, June is when I start to.
Okay.
Here's my question. It's piqued my interest. The Wisp reckons, he laughs at me when I say this. Will, with the Black Caviar Lightning Stakes tomorrow, with all these great sprinters, right?
I'm going to go and see her today.
Just listen to this. Sure. When the horses parade, right, and they've got their chest out, and they think, how good am I going? And then they see Black Caviar, will they just slump? Will their shoulders just go, oh, no, she's back. That's the end of me. I'm of the opinion that that used to happen. That when Haylish used to see Black Caviar walk in, she'd go, oh, Jesus, I can't do it.
Which is interesting.
She wasn't there, he'd just strut around going, how good am I going?
Well, it all depends, because if it's Haylish and you're a gelding, you see her and go, oh, I'm stuffed. Yeah. But if you're a young colt, have a look at her.
I think there'll be some psychological gameplay tomorrow when Black Caviar parades and the favourites in that race just go, ah, oh, that's it. Mm. I'm not going
to. Well, Nature Strip, thank God, at $1.50 is a gelding, and Red Zell's a gelding, and Loving Gabby, who's the third favourite, she's a filly, so I think she might be intimidated. Black Caviar, at one stage when it won its third Lightning, it ran 9.98 for the 600 to the 400, which is 72 kilometres an hour.
It's quicker than your Stall Cup run.
That is quick.
It's a gift, not a cup, you imbecile.
72.9 kilometres an hour.
72 kilometres an hour.
That's fast, isn't it?
Thank you.
That is quick. Now, talking about parading.
We're running out of time. So
just quickly, though.
Give your best one, then.
Talking about parading, yesterday the Japanese paraded a man who's their oldest in the country, oldest known man in the country. He's 112 years of age.
Saw that.
Does anyone here want to live to 112?
Yes. Well, it beats not living to 112.
I'll show you. I'll show you a photo of this bloke.
Actually, he had a bit of rich out there.
Oh, that's funny, is it? At least I didn't have that crap.
Don't take it personally.
He had a bit of you in it.
He looked like the Japanese version of Richard.
Exactly right. Let's take it. One more question without notice.
Sure.
Will you be going to the store gift or is it all over?
No. It will be 100% on.
They've made a mess of it.
Government have convinced the Stall Athletic Club to come with it, so it'll give me an opportunity to retrace my 52 steps to liberate a nation.
With the bullet.
And why didn't you put an ancillary question to that? Why didn't you put your Stall gift sash up for the bushfire appeal?
That's a very good point.
Because I gave it to the museum, and the museum said it's too worth.
That's a great point. Tim, that's your best question without notice since we've been doing it.
Well,
that was a question without notice for LK Diesel, your Kubota power pumps and Kubota generator experts. Visit lkdiesel.com.au. We'll take our break, and then whispers won't. Richard will give us a winner for the races tomorrow.
Sure.
Oh, has this just made my day? Just want to thank you both. I drive from Rye to Port Melbourne every morning, and you too, and Richard, make it so enjoyable, and today's show is one of your best. Thank you very much. That's very nice. A reminder, caller of the year could win a magnificent Toyota Kluger GX two-wheel drive, Toyota Kluger range, $1,000 worth of free, genuine Toyota accessories. Our caller of the week this week is Jack from Chernside Park. So well done, Jack. You're in the running, mate. One of 41 to win that magnificent Toyota Kluger. You were talking about Eddie and whether he should stay on as Collingwood's president. Right. Get your form guide out because Richo is here. Big day of racing tomorrow at Flemington. It's the Black Caviar Stakes Day, amongst others. Let's go from race one, Richo.
Cannot wait for it. Hey, reminder, just quickly, Sunday, closing voting ends for the All-Star Mile. You get a chance to win up to $500,000.
Yeah.
So get online, vote straight away, pick your horse, find the right horse. Melody Bell, for example, Catalyst, find the right horse, back it. If it wins, you win a lot of money. All-Star Mile, just Google that. Hey, race number one.
Right.
A fabulous day at Flemington. Major bet number three, named after you, Gary, in overexposure. And something...
Not over the summer months, it was you.
Something a little of the curl of the mo at 20-1 on number one, Stars of Carrum. Remember who told you that. Race number two. Let's go with the number two here in Fabric. Race two, number two, Fabric, around $5 and $6. You can play each way. Then we get to race number three. Now, you spoke to Grahimi Begg, who trains Mildred. She's a filly. He's going to give weight to the boys, though. That is a big, big task.
Do I need to write these down, or are you going to send me a special text in the morning?
Well, you can just send... Well, I'll just do the stock standard text where I'll make you a fortune and I'll never, ever get a thank you.
For anyone else who's driving and can't ride them, we'll have them up on our website.
Race three. Let's have two bets here in race number three, and they're both outsiders. I don't want to tip the favourite. Toscanini is around $18. That is a stupid price. Have something on Toscanini.
What number?
Eight. Number eight. And have something on number 15, River Knight, who has form around one of the best two-year-olds we've seen in Hanseatic.
Ellerton and Zara in very good form.
You know what I'm talking about there?
Yep.
Race number four, make your way to the pub. Do not bet. Do not let any of your mates bet. Move on. Cross then on. We get to race number five. C.S. Hayes.
Racing two, we were told by Nathan Brown.
Is it, though?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm asking.
I don't think so.
I like
Should
it.
We box a few here?
No.
Oh, you leave your boxes seven out of this. Big, but it's only seven and eight. There was seven in the race.
Box the whole lot, you're
win. What does box mean, by the way?
When you group them up, you're full.
Who do you like?
Well, I reckon Dallas Ann can beat the other two, but I'm having something. Now, remember who told you here? Uh-huh. This is when, you know, hey, have a look at my phone here. I've got the front of my phone.
Yeah.
And then the back under the cover. Phones. I have a little sly fitty.
Where'd you get that from?
Just to make sure that there's something in the Sneako account that you might throw a little fitty on number eight, Shinier.
First up.
Who is first up. He is an elite talent.
Wow. To beat Shinier. The blood.
Just, you know what? Just have something small on him, but make sure he goes around with something on him.
The Wisp's going to load up on alligator blood, so we'll get even better than $15.
That's fantastic. Then I find another one at a big each-way price here in race number six, the Royal Ascot Handicap, which I will do a live. We, you know, the three of us are going to Royal Ascot this year.
Good.
Live for SEN. Outside broadcast, Top Hat and Tails, number 11. A miler sprinting first up, and you can get $18. Vegas Knight.
Well, you're going to have to sprint now.
Nature Strip will win the big feature.
Will it?
$1.50. Superstar. Simple as that. Pretty Brazen Contest Catalan in race number eight. And then we get to...
I need numbers. Race number eight.
Race number eight, numbers one and nine. They can fight it out. And then we get to race number nine and maybe horse number two, Admiral's Joker, at a good price.
I put a question mark next to that when you say maybe.
Okay.
And your very best over on Saturday.
Anywhere.
Very best.
Libertini up in Sydney is a filly that has, well, you just Google Libertini, you'll see it. It's up at Royal Randwick. I think it's race number seven.
Been heavy, wet track up there.
Well, its mudder was a mudder.
Okay, all right. Just checking. Trained
by Anthony Cummings, reckon he could go through the wet. He's like a big diesel train.
Hey, checking.
Not a worry in the world.
Absolute joy. Is this a regular weekly thing with Richo? Well, it is for the next foreseeable future.
How long
are you going to have
me? How long we got you for?
See, what I would like to know is why do you just pigeonhole me in racing?
I think I
can bring so much more to the table. I reckon I can.
I didn't want to, but Gary said, I think he only knows racing. So there you go.
Can the great man tip me a winner for the Valley tonight off the speckled text?
Sound in the Stain Cup at around $8.
And what are you doing for Valentine's Day today?
Spending it with you.
There it is. Hey, thanks everyone for being a part of our program. Don't forget...
and black caviar.
The great Kane Corns is going to join you next, and we'll be back on Monday to do all again from 6.